And that's the way the bathroom was in it, right back on the back end of that kitchen part of it back there by the storeroom. The storeroom and the bathroom was right there together. And we had, the way we got water to have running water for the bathroom and things like that was a windmill and a tank, big tank. And they kept that tank pumped up and with a windmill.
Did other people, what would they have if they didn't have indoor?
I just had an old outside toilet, they call it a privy.
Did they ever have any, you say if you were joking about the privy, did you ever have any joking kind of terms you might use? If you were kind of just having fun and kidding around that you might use for privy? Or outhouse?
Not that I know of. Now, of course, now we didn't have indoor toilet.
Oh, you didn't?
That was just to take a bath in.
Oh, the toilet.
Our toilet was the same thing, bathroom or privy. That's what we called it. Well, it was out there. It had two rooms in it, two for the men and the women.
Oh.
The men could go out there and go to the toilet, or the women could too. And had three holes in each side, and for in the women's side, there was one, a little one for the little kids, small children. But in the men's side, there were just three holes.
If a woman, say, speaking about her daily housework, what do you say she does every morning when she just sweeps the floor?
Well, that's called the daily chores. Yeah, that was, a woman's, I can't say it just like I ought to, but a woman's time runs from, call it Mother's Day, runs from 6 o'clock in the morning till 9:30 at night. that's their chores, working.
I guess so.
7 days a week.
What would she usually clean up with? What do you call the thing that she sweeps with?
Broom, mop.
Yeah. Y'all ever have any special place for keeping that broom?
Behind the door. Or
something like that. That's where we keep it too, I guess, from upstairs. Yeah. But, did your mother have anything special she did on Mondays? Did she have any kind of special chores?
Not that I know.
What about when did she usually do her washing?
Oh, well, her wash day was Wednesday. Wednesday was the wash day at home, and you had four or five of the big old tubs, and you had to pump it with an old pitcher pump. It's the last there. We done away with the windmill and everything. Well, I tell you, the storm blew it all down. And we used a pitcher pump. I've got one now. And we pump water, wash, and had a wash pot. I still got the wash pot.
When would she usually do her ironing? She has.
Well, now that would be just the daily chores from 6 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 9:30 at night. Just whenever she needed clothes, she would iron them, and just off and on.
It when a woman is usually doing her washing the clothes and ironing and everything together, what do you usually call that? She's just doing
In other words, when Wednesday come, that was the day, unless it was bad weather. Why, that day come, by golly, it was wash clothes and get them on our lines and dry them and get them out of the weather. And it was just the women done it, and the men too, if they was around. We always did. Every one of us jumped in there and helped my mother because I had to help her to keep her alive, work her to death.
Yeah, I guess so.